Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building a filtered breakdown blueprint in Ableton Live 12, but not just any breakdown. We're going for that think system kind of pressure point. Old school jungle energy, classic D&B tension, but arranged cleanly enough for a modern track and for DJs to actually use. The goal here is simple. We want the breakdown to feel like the track is breathing in, not stopping. The drums still imply movement. The bass leaves a memory. The groove stays alive. And when the drop comes back in, it lands harder because the arrangement earned it. So first, think in phrases. Don't drop a breakdown randomly into empty space. In D&B, the bar structure matters. Usually, a 4-bar or 8-bar breakdown is the sweet spot. 4 bars if you want it tight and functional. 8 bars if you want more atmosphere, more filter motion, and a stronger return. A really solid structure's last 8 bars of the drop, then your filtered breakdown, then a short pickup, then the next drop. That phrase geometry keeps dancers locked, keeps DJs happy, and keeps the emotional shape of the tune clear. Now let's pick the rhythmic backbone. You've got a few options here. You can use a full break, a chopped break, or a ghosted break. For old school jungle vibes, I'd start with a recognizable breakbeat phrase. Let the break speak first, then strip it back inside the breakdown. In Ableton, put the break on its own track, or in a drum rack if that's how your workflow is set up. If it's audio, make sure your loop points are clean. Then bring in the groove pool. This is where the movement starts to feel human instead of rigid. A good starting point is a swing groove with around 30 to 60% amount, depending on how loose you want it. Don't just think of groove as a drum thing either. The real trick is to use the same groove family across more than one element, so the breakdown feels like one living system. Apply it to the break, maybe a filtered percussion layer, maybe a small bass texture stab or a noise pulse. But don't use the same amount everywhere. For example, the break might sit around 50 to 65%. The percussion could be 30 to 45%. A bass texture hit might only need 15 to 25%. That gives you cohesion without turning everything into a copy-paste swing loop. What to listen for here is the snare anchor. The backbeat still has to tell you where the bar is. The in-between notes should feel alive, but not sloppy. If the groove is too strong, the whole section starts drifting and the breakdown loses focus. If it's too weak, you lose that jungle walk, that human wobble that gives the style its character. And that's why this works in D&B. D&B needs propulsion, but old-school references need humanity. Groove Pool lets you keep the break's identity while still fitting your track's timing. That controlled looseness is a huge part of the sound. Next, build the filter path, and do it separately for drums and bass. This is important. If you filter everything at the same rate, the breakdown goes flat fast. You want internal motion. You want different layers collapsing at different speeds. On the break, use auto filter or EQ8 to soften the top end. You might start with a gentle low pass somewhere around 8 to 12 kHz if you just want a slight haze. If you want a more obvious tunnel effect, push it down into the 2 to 6 kHz range. Just be careful not to remove the snare body completely unless that's a deliberate move. On the bass, treat it differently. You can low pass or band pass it so the sub drops out first, then the mid character follows. If the bass is a reese or distorted layer, put a saturator before the filter. That way, when the sub disappears, you still get harmonics. You still get a memory of the bass. A solid chain might be saturator, then auto filter, then EQ8 for cleanup. Or EQ8 first if you want to control the sub and harshness before the sweep. If the filter movement makes the level uneven, a light compressor after that can help smooth it out. What to listen for is the difference between tension and emptiness. The filtered bass should sound like a ghost of the drop, not a completely new sound. The break should still carry a rhythmic spine, even when the top end is reduced. If the section feels empty instead of tense, the issue is usually that you remove too much rhythmic information at once. Now add a tension layer. This is the thing that keeps the breakdown moving without taking over the low end. It could be the chopped break fragment, a filtered hat loop, a reversed cymbal, a noise swell, or a short atmospheric stab. High pass it enough so it doesn't fight the kick or sub when the drop returns. For more old-school energy, use short break fragments that sit a little awkwardly against the bar. For a darker modern feel, use more controlled noise pulses and smaller transient edits. A very practical move is to resample that tension layer once it's working. Commit it to auto. That frees you up and makes the arrangement cleaner. Now we get into micro edits and groove-aware placement. This is where jungle and classic D&B really come alive. Use Ableton's clip editing to nudge ghost snares, trim hat tails, or drop in one small fill near the end of bar 2 or bar 4. A strong breakdown move is to create a two-bar call and response. For example, bars 1 and 2 hold the filtered break and bass memory. Bar 3 opens up a little more top end or adds a snare flourish. Bar 4 gives you a pickup or reverse hit that points straight at the drop. If you're working with 8 bars, extend that logic so the middle opens slightly and the final bars pull back toward the re-entry. What to listen for is whether the backbeat still makes sense. You want the in-between notes to feel alive, but the listener should never lose the count. If the break feels too straight, increase the groove amount a little instead of hand-shifting everything. If it's too lazy, tighten the important snare points. Now let's talk automation, because this is where the breakdown starts telling a story. Don't only automate the filter. That's the rookie move. The best breakdowns evolve in several places at once. Automate auto filter frequency. Automate saturator drive. Automate reverb send amounts on selected hits. Maybe automate utility width on the atmospheric layer. Maybe use EQ8 to dip the mid-range slightly before the drop comes back. A simple arc could be this. In the first two bars, the filter closes gradually while saturation stays steady. In the middle, saturation lifts a touch so the section keeps density as the highs disappear. In the final bar, a reverb or delay tail blooms, then collapses into the pickup. You might move a filter from broad open energy down toward a narrower band, maybe somewhere around 200 Hz to 4 kHz if you want a varied audible tunnel effect. You might add just 1 to 3 dB of saturation during the breakdown so the section doesn't fall flat. And if you want a more centered, pressure-heavy feeling, narrow the stereo width on the texture layer toward mono. Why this works in DNB is because the listener doesn't just hear volume changes. They feel shape. If only the filter moves, the section can sound like a simple fade. But when saturation, width, and transient density all evolve together, the breakdown becomes a real transition, not just a processing trick. Now always check the breakdown in context. Loop the last bar of the drop, the full breakdown, and the first bar of the next drop. That's the real test, not soloed. In context, ask yourself, does the break still imply the tempo and forward motion? Does the bass return feel earned? Does the next drop land harder because the breakdown actually cleared space? If the answer is no, don't just keep adding effects. Usually the fix is smaller than that. Shorten the last filtered bar, add a tiny pickup fill, or let one bass harmonic reappear on the final beat so the drop feels inevitable. And that brings us to the re-entry. Make it DJ usable. Make it phrase clean. The final bar of the breakdown should clearly point to the next downbeat. A really good old-school style move is to let one drum fragment bleed into the transition, maybe a ghost snare or chopped break slice, as long as the new drop has a stronger kick and sub to dominate it. If you want it darker and more modern, keep the transition cleaner and more brutal. Strip more away in the final half bar. Create that moment of vacuum right before impact. If you're building an 8-bar breakdown, let bars 7 and 8 become a little more open than the earlier bars. That gives the drop a runway instead of a wall. The last half bar should do one job only, either cue the return or provide the final tension bend. Don't overcrowd it. A couple of useful reminders here. Don't make every layer wide. Keep the low end centered and put width mostly into high textures, reverbs, and transition effects. Don't drown the whole breakdown in reverb either. Use it on selected hits. Keep it short and filtered so the drop still slams. And if you want a powerful pro move, duplicate the breakdown once it works. Then make one safer version and one darker, stripped back version. That way you have a clean DJ-friendly option and a nastier album-style option. It's a simple move, but it gives you real control over the energy. If the session gets messy, commit the breakdown to audio. Print the break edits, the bass memory, the key FX. Resampling forces decisions, and in DNB, decisive arrangement usually feels better than endless tweaking. Sometimes the most professional thing you can do is stop editing and print the character. A few common traps to avoid. Don't filter everything identically. Don't overdo groove on every element. Don't kill the sub so early that the section loses its harmonic memory. Don't make the breakdown too wide. Don't bathe the whole thing in reverb. And don't over-edit the break until it stops sounding like a break. If you lose the snare backbone, you lose the jungle identity. For darker and heavier DNB, remember this. Menace comes from restraint. A lightly driven bass layer can keep the breakdown alive after the sub drops out. A single off-grid snare ghost can feel heavier than a pile of extra FX. Tiny swing differences between drums, percussion, and bass texture can create that lurching jungle feel without making the track hard to mix. So here's the practical challenge. Build a 4-bar filtered breakdown using only stock Ableton devices. Use one break source and one bass or bass texture source. Apply the same groove to at least 2 elements, but give them different groove amounts. Add no more than 1 extra atmospheric layer. Shape a clear filter arc. Add 1 small fill or pickup at the end. Then test the re-entry into the drop. If you've got more time, stretch it to 8 bars and create 2 versions, one cleaner and safer, one darker and more stripped. Then loop the last 2 bars into the drop and judge the result honestly.